was your reaction?
Well, my reaction was I was at Costco buying, you know, 10 boxes of Keurig coffee, and my watch started to buzz, and I got so excited I started leaking a little bit.
Is it Pride Month already, Abe? Must be Pride Month. You got lefties over here talking about pissing on themselves, pissing on other people and loving it. It's a weird thing, but it's on brand for you lefty degenerates. Here you got all of these cunts from The View, and they loving all of that fascism. I'm sorry, not fascism, right? It's totally legitimate to arrest your political opposition, utilizing all types of statutes that have never been used against anybody ever before in the fashion in which they were used to arrest Blonald Blump while turning a blind eye to the actual rapists, murderers, carjackers, and the degenerates pissing on each other in New York fucking City. That's a weird way to save democracy. Oh, wait, it has nothing to do with saving democracy. All of these rank bitches over here are fucking scumbags, and they know exactly what's going on. Their bread is buttered by continuing to poison people's brains with real stupid left-wing ideology. If you follow any left-wing ideology, you're going to end up homeless, a drug addict, and surrounded by human fecal matter on the motherfucking San Francisco sidewalk, boys. That's right. But I wasn't joking about them pissing on each other. You've got the Gateway pundit Joy Behar on Trump guilty verdict, quote, "I got so excited, I started leaking a little bit." And she's 80 years old, man. All right, so this isn't like the great way to get a woman wet. No, this chick just pissed on herself. This chick just gave herself hepatitis. Ew, ew. And all the other dumb yentas like, "Oh my God, I pissed myself too. Oh, I'll piss in your mouth." But this video is way crazy, George. I might have taken some liberties there. But I imagine with all of these left-wing scumbags, it's what they're doing behind the scenes. God help me, by the way. Hopefully they're doing it with consenting adults, because, again, with lefties, you never know. This was gross. Joy Behar of The View may be one of the most vile women on TV. Yeah, and she stinks on top of it. She told the audience that she was so excited when Trump guilty verdict was announced that she, quote, leaked a little bit while she was in Costco. "This filthy bitch pissed in my Costco, Abe? Will not tolerate this." First of all, that's an actual crime. That's an actual, what Trump did wasn't a crime. You have never arrested anybody for what you have arrested Donald Trump for, let alone, you know, and then charged him and convict him. This is the only time where a felony, where you take a misdemeanor and have kicked it up to a felony, and then you stretch it out. This 34 crimes, the 34 charges, it's all the same crime, by the way. This, every time the money moved, every time the money went over into an Excel spreadsheet fucking chart, each time they count that as a brand new offense, boys. That's not how any of this is supposed to work. So she pissed in a Costco. Again, arrest her. Quote, "I got so excited I started to leak a little bit." And everybody in the audience laughs and claps like this is fucking normal. Because again, they're all degenerates. These fucking weirdos over here who jam their arms up full of fentanyl and black tar heroin and then go out there and celebrate Fentanyl Floyd. Oh my God, I can't believe that you white racist supremacist cops would kill Fentanyl Floyd. He's just given fentanyl to his community. But that's what you have. And they're constantly talking about fascism. They're worried about Trump being a Nazi fascist. You're the Nazi fascists. You guys are the fascists. You, the media, the corrupt courts, this fucked up judicial system full of George Soros district attorneys. Crime is actual crimes through the roof. They won't arrest anybody in this shithole. Then they go and they arrest the main political rival. All of these people over here said that it was insane to chant "lock her up" in 2016. It was a threat to democracy. How dare you? You can't threaten to arrest a political rival during an election cycle. We'll arrest you. That's criminal shit. That's what dictators do. That's what fascists do. That was 2016, right? That was 2016. Now, in 2024, they're pissing themselves with the actual arresting of Donald Trump. Now, if Donald Trump was spying on somebody's campaign, if Donald Trump was drone attacking American citizens, killing 16-year-olds, if Donald Trump was telling everybody, "No, for cereals, we got weapons of mass destruction. Let's go blow those people up, kill a million people over there." Right? If you arrested him for anything like that, then I would be fine. Oh, wait, you're not interested in actual crimes. You're not interested in arresting George Bush for fucking torturing people. No. All of those crimes you turn a blind eye to. All of the murders and the rapes and the robberies and the arson attacks, all of that on your city streets, you turn a blind eye to. But the dude who is a threat to the political establishment and the regime that floats these dumb bitches over here ratings and fucking money, that dude must be arrested, and they get so giddy about it they piss themselves. Fuck you, scumbags. All right, guys, thank you so much for watching the video. Support channel. We kept up to date on this political persecution that's backfiring, by the way, massively. Hit that subscribe button and make way, because the salt, not the piss, must flow.